good afternoon. We're going to begin. Welcome to the last breakout session of the afternoon.
សួស្តី ឥឡូវយើងនឹងសូមស្វាគមន៍បន្ទាប់ពីការឈប់សម្រាកបានមកផ្លែតមកឥឡូវនេះយើងចង់និយាយអំពីរឿងស្ថាប័នផ្នែកខាងរដ្ឋាភិបាលយើងសូមស្វាគមន៍ចំពោះអ្នកតំណាងមកពីរដ្ឋាភិបាលដល់តំណាងផ្សេងផ្សេងមកតំណាងប្រទេសអាស៊ីឥឡូវយើងសូមនិយាយតាមលំដាប់លំដោយយោងទៅតាមកម្មវិធីនេះខ្ញុំសង្ឃឹមថាខ្ញុំនឹងនិយាយបញ្ចេញសំឡេងលោកគណៈប្រតិភូតំណាងប្រទេសទាំងអស់នោះដោយហៅឈ្មោះគេឲ្យបានត្រឹមត្រូវខ្ញុំសូមសំទោសបើសិនជាខ្ញុំអានឈ្មោះរបស់ពួកគាត់មិនច្បាស់ឥឡូវទី1យើងសូមស្ដាប់ពីប្រទេសម៉ាងស៊ីងមកពីប្រទេសណេប៉ាល់ដែលនិយាយពីការជួបប្រជុំផ្នែកខាងរដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញហើយយើងបាននិយាយខ្លះៗពីថ្ងៃនេះហើយនឹងផ្នែកខាងច្បាប់ហើយផ្នែកបកខាងសភាហើយបន្ទាប់មកយើងនឹងស្ដាប់ឮពីលោកគណៈប្រតិភូវរវត្តពីប្រទេសថៃឡែនដែលគាត់ជាខនលគាត់គឺជានៅក្នុងអ្នកធំផ្នែកខាងក្រសួងខាងការការពារប៉ូលីសក៏ហើយគាត់បានទទួលកាលៈទេសៈនៅក្នុងការទទួលការវឹកវើនៅសហរដ្ឋអាមេរិកហើយឥឡូវនេះយើងមានសេចក្តីស្វាគមន៍នៅក្នុងការទទួលការចែករំលែករបស់គាត់បន្ទាប់មកចាំបាស់ជូមារ៉ែលខាំពីប្រទេសម៉ង់ហ្គោលីដែលជាអ្នក director ជាអ្នកមានចំណេញឯខាងផ្នែកខាងអន្តរប្រវេសហើយនឹងដូចជាតាក់ទងទៅនឹងខាងច្បាប់ហើយនឹងច្បាប់ហើយនឹងសាសនាដែរបន្ទាប់មកអាប់សាវិនប្រសាប៊ូគឺជា director ខាងរឿងរ៉ាវសាសនាគ្រឹះហើយនឹងហើយឥឡូវនេះយើងនឹងទទួលកាលៈទេសៈក្នុងខ្នាស្ដាប់ពីគាត់ដែលនិយាយអំពីរដ្ឋាភិបាលហើយនឹងតំណាក់តំណងទៅនឹងការតាក់ទងទៅនឹងសេរីភាពនៃសាសនាហើយឥឡូវនេះយើងនឹងស្ដាប់តាមលំដាប់លំដោយប៉ុន្តែខ្ញុំនឹងនិយាយថាលោកស៊ីងគាត់នឹងបកស្រាយរឿងរ៉ាវជាភាសាអង់គ្លេសវីរៈសណីឯកវីរៈសណីឯកទី1ខ្ញុំសូមចង់ទាញយកកលតិស័កនេះហើយនឹងអរគុណចំពោះអ្នកដែលចាត់ចែងដើម្បីការអញ្ជើញឲ្យមកចូលរួមនៅក្នុងមហាសន្និសីទសម្រាប់ច្បាប់អន្តរជាតិច្បាប់ហើយនឹងសាសនាឆ្នាំទី16ឥឡូវនេះខ្ញុំចង់រំលឹកអំពីប្រវត្តិខ្លះខ្លះដែលបានផ្លាស់ទម្រង់ពីផ្លាស់ប្ដូរពីផ្នែកខាងរាជាណាចក្រទៅលោកកៃសហើយបានជាផ្នែកមួយនៃសន្តិភាពហើយនឹងប្រជាធិបតេយ្យ
There is a near unanimity among the political forces.
ឯនៅក្នុង I can't even find his place. ទោះបីនៅក្នុងមុននឹងឆ្នាំ2007យើងបានទទួលសេចក្តីរីករាយសេរីភាពទោះបីតែមានប្រជាជននៅក្នុងសាសនាហិណ្ឌូនៅក្នុងប្រទេសក៏ដោយណេប៉ាល់ក៏នៅតែជាជនជាតិភាគច្រើននៅក្នុងនឹងដែរហើយនៅក្នុងពេលនោះក៏ដោយវាខ្ញុំមានអារម្មណ៍ថាវាជាវាមិនមានការត្រឹមត្រូវនៅក្នុងរដ្ឋនៅក្នុងការទទួលអោបប្រសោបនៅដូចថាសាសនាមួយឲ្យពិតប្រាកដនោះហើយនៅក្នុងទោះបីតែនៅក្នុងឆ្នាំ2007ក៏វាបានជាភស្តុតាងមួយដែលនិយាយអំពីការស្ថាបនារបបឆន្ទៈធម្មនុញ្ញនៅនេប៉ាល់ហើយគួរតែមានគឺជាការចែករំលែកអំណាចរវាងសាសនាហើយនឹងលទ្ធភាពទោះបីជាយ៉ាងណាក៏ដោយសន្តិភាពនេះក៏បានមានចាប់ផ្ដើមពីហើយនឹងពី2ឆ្នាំកន្លះឆ្នាំកន្លងមកក៏ដោយវាគឺជាការជោគជ័យមួយដ៏អស្ចារ្យហើយទី1ហើយនឹងមួយទៀតវាបានទទួលការចូលរួមចំណែកផ្នែកខាង ការជ្រើសរើសCA ដោយជោគជ័យហើយមានចំនួនសមាជិក601នាក់ដែលបានត្រូវបានទទួលការជាប់ឆ្នោតហើយ335នាក់ទៀតជាអ្នកតំណាងនៅក្នុង system នោះហើយឧបសគ្គមុននឹងនេប៉ាល់ហើយនឹងអនាគតវាគឺជារងប៉ុន្តែយើងត្រូវចង់ឲ្យបាសឆាជនជាតិភាគតិចគឺជាត្រូវនៅមានបន្តបន្តទៀតដូចឲ្យមានសារៈសំខាន់នៅក្នុងការការពារប្រជាជនភាគតិចហើយនឹង communal harmony communal harmony
demarcation between the state and the religion
ហើយនិយាយអំពីរដ្ឋហើយនឹងសាសនាហើយនៅ Nepal វាយើងត្រូវបានចែករំលែកញែកចែកសាសនាហើយនឹងនយោបាយ
had tried to replace the chief priest at the Pashupati Nath temple in Kathmandu which is like a metaphor in
អឺឥឡូវនេះគឺវាយើងចង់អំពីជោគជ័យនៃនៅហើយបន្តមកគឺគេបានដោយសារការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរនេះគឺមានជំហានត្រូវដោយរដ្ឋាភិបាលដែលនិយាយអំពីការតវ៉ាហើយនឹងរដ្ឋាភិបាលហើយនឹងការដកចេញសេចក្តីរឿងហេតុនេះត្រូវបានកត់បង្ហាញពីរឿងអ្នកដែលស្មោះត្រង់ហើយនឹងជាវប្បធម៌ហើយនឹងការអនុវត្តនេះគឺជារឿងរ៉ាវមួយជាឧទាហរណ៍អំពីរបៀបintervention អំពីការអន្តរាគមន៍របស់រដ្ឋាភិបាលដែលអាចធ្វើឲ្យមានឲ្យមានការជួយចាប់ទៅដល់សិទ្ធិសេរីភាពចំពោះប្រជាជនអានេះគេនិយាយអំពីរឿងយើងនិយាយអំពីរបៀបដែលក្រសួងអាចជួយជំរុញនៅសេរីភាពនៃសាសនាទី1ផ្នែកខាងច្បាប់គឺវានិយាយមានតម្រងជាច្បាប់ជាក់លាក់មួយនៅក្នុងការការពារសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពសាសនានៅនេប៉ាល់សិទ្ធទៅនឹងសាសនាហើយនឹងសេរីភាពសាសនាគឺនៅក្នុងគ្រឹះស្ថាននៃសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពខាងច្បាប់អាចធ្វើការដើម្បីធ្វើកិច្ចការការពារច្បាប់នេះប៉ុន្តែខាងច្បាប់អាចឆ្លងកាត់នៅករណីរឿងក្តីខ្លះខ្លះដែលមាននៅក្នុងលាសូណានៅក្នុងដែលមាននៅក្នុងច្បាប់នឹងតែម្ដងហើយ
Their role is extremely important in maintaining religion.
ហើយកាតព្វកិច្ចរបស់គេគឺវាមានសារៈសំខាន់នៅក្នុងការថែរក្សាសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពនៅក្នុងសង្គមនោះនៅក្នុងការសិក្សាខ្ពង់ខ្ពស់នៅហើយនឹងអ្នកដែលបញ្ញវន្តទាំងឡាយគឺកែងតែមានការប្រជុំមកទៅនឹងការឃោសនាអំពី democracy ប្រជាធិបតេយ្យនៅក្នុងជំហាននៅដែលបានធ្វើឡើងនៅក្នុងឆ្នាំ2008ឧទាហរណ៍នៅពេលដែលមានការបះបោររវាងសាសនានៅក្នុងទីក្រុង Nepagoni ហើយនឹង Khalip Vastu ពីឆ្នាំកន្លងមកទៅគឺមានការសិក្សាមួយដែលបានចូលរួមរំលងនៅក្នុងការផ្ដល់នៅការដោះស្រាយសម្រាប់សម្រួលដើម្បីបង្កបង្កើតនៅការជំនួយដើម្បីបង្កើតនៅសន្តិសុខហើយនឹងសុភមង្គលហើយនឹងច្បាប់យ៉ាច្បាប់នៃព័ត៌មាននេះអាចនាំមកនៅការស្របស្រួលឬក៏អាចនាំមកនៅភ្លើងឆេះឈួលនៅក្នុងកលតិសៈណាមួយក៏ប៉ុន្តែឥឡូវរដ្ឋាភិបាលមានសារៈសំខាន់នៅក្នុងការបង្កបង្កើតសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពទី1វាអាចឲ្យលវាមានសារៈសំខាន់ទៅធ្វើអ្វីដែលធ្វើឲ្យអាចអនុវត្តទី2វាអាចជៀសវាងអំពីការជ្រៀតជ្រែកទៅលើរឿងរ៉ាវដែលជាសាសនាហើយនឹងមិនបង្ហាញឬក៏ការប្រែទម្រង់អ្វីមួយដែលមានទៅដល់ទៅដែលមានចោចជះទៅលើសាសនាអ្វីមួយហើយអានោះគឺនិយាយអំពីស្ថានប័នអន្តរជាតិឥឡូវនេះទី1គឺគេនិយាយអំពីការបង្ហាញនៅសិទ្ធិរបស់គេឲ្យមានលំនឹងទៅដល់សម្លេងរបស់ពួកគេដែលត្រូវបានលើហើយនឹង ហើយបន្តមកការធានាខុសត្រូវទទួលខុសត្រូវរបស់គេគឺរបៀបដែលឃើញច្បាប់ហើយនិងច្បាប់រដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញនៅក្នុងប្រទេសណាដែលមានការស្របទៅនឹងការបង្កបង្កើតឬក៏ច្បាប់អន្តរជាតិហើយនិយាយអំពីសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពហើយនឹងវាជាសិទ្ធិមួយនៅក្នុងការបង្កើតរឿងរ៉ាវនេះហើយនៅក្នុងច្បាប់រដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញថ្មីវាមានសារៈសំខាន់នៅក្នុងការមានសហការដើម្បីបង្កបង្កើតនៅសាសនាហើយនឹងសេរីភាពនៃវប្បធម៌អរិយធម៌ហើយនឹងសេរីភាពនៅក្នុងការជួបប្រជុំហើយសមាជិកនៅការរួមប្រជុំនោះវាអាចនាំមកនៅការបង្កបង្កើតសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពនៃការប្រជុំហើយនេះគឺជាកលតិសៈមួយនៅក្នុងការបង្កបង្កើតសិទ្ធិរបស់គេ
Okay, please.
Somjoin.
ครับสวัสดีครับท่านผู้มีเกียรติทุกท่านนะครับต้องขออภัยที่ไม่ได้พูดภาษาอังกฤษเพราะว่ายังไม่แข็งแรงเท่าไหร่นะภาษาอังกฤษครั้งสุดท้ายที่มาอเมริกาก็ปี1993มาอบรมที่ FBI Academy ที่ Quantico ครับแต่ว่าก็ไม่ได้พูดภาษาอังกฤษเลยเพราะว่าเขาให้ยิงปืนอย่างเดียวนะฮะให้ยิงปืนอย่างเดียวแล้วก็ให้พูดอยู่2คำคือ freeze กับ you have a right to remain silent ก็เลยต้องพูดภาษาไทยวันนี้นะครับต้องขออภัยนะครับผมมีความยินดีและเป็นเกียรติอย่างยิ่งนะฮะที่ได้มีโอกาสมาร่วมสัมมนากับท่านผู้ทรงคุณวุฒิจากทั่วทุกมุมโลกนะฮะซึ่งมีทุกสาขานะฮะไม่ว่าจะเป็นนักวิชาการนักการศาสนานักกฎหมายแล้วก็นักการเมืองนะครับแล้วก็ดูจากรายชื่อแล้วดูเหมือนว่าจะมีผมคนเดียวที่เป็นตำรวจอยู่ในที่ประชุมแห่งนี้นะครับก็วันนี้ก็เลยอยากจะมาพูดในเรื่องของกฎหมายแล้วก็บทบาทของผู้รักษากฎหมายนะฮะในเรื่องเกี่ยวกับเสรีภาพในการนับถือศาสนาในราชอาณาจักรไทยนะครับต้องขอเรียนพื้นฐานของประเทศไทยนิดนึงว่าเราเป็นประเทศที่อยู่ในแถบ Southeast Asia นะครับมีพื้นที่ประมาณ 200,000 ตารางไมล์ถ้าเทียบแล้วให้จินตนาการว่าใหญ่กว่ารัฐแคลิฟอร์เนียนิดหน่อยนะครับมีประชากร64ล้านคนนะครับศาสนาเป็นสถาบันหลักของชาติที่มีบทบาทสำคัญในการดำรงชีวิตของคนไทยมาอย่างช้านานนะครับแล้วก็เป็นรากฐานของการกำเนิดวัฒนธรรมของชาตินะครับเรามีการปกครองในระบอบประชาธิปไตยที่มีพระมหากษัตริย์ทรงเป็นพระประมุขนะครับโดยมีศาสนาพุทธเป็นศาสนาประจำชาติในจำนวนประชากร64ล้านคนที่กล่าวมาเมื่อสักครู่นั้น 95% หรือประมาณ61ล้านคนนับถือศาสนาพุทธ 4% นับถือศาสนาอิสลามและ 0.5% นับถือศาสนาคริสต์ส่วนที่เหลือนั้นก็จะเป็นพวกที่นับถือศาสนาฮินดูซิกแล้วก็พราหมณ์นะครับแต่ทุกคนที่นับถือศาสนาจะมีสิทธิเสรีภาพมีความเท่าเทียมเสมอภาคกันภายใต้หลักรัฐธรรมนูญที่บัญญัติไว้อย่างชัดเจนว่าประชาชนจะนับถือศาสนาอะไรก็ได้ที่ไม่ขัดต่อความสงบเรียบร้อยของบ้านเมืองบุคคลย่อมมีเสรีภาพในการปฏิบัติตามศาสนาบัญญัติหรือปฏิบัติตามพิธีกรรมตามความเชื่อของตนตราบเท่าที่ไม่ขัดต่อหน้าที่พลเมืองตราบเท่าที่ไม่ขัดขวางต่อความสงบเรียบร้อยหรือศีลธรรมอันดีของประชาชนและเสรีภาพดังกล่าวบุคคลย่อมได้รับความคุ้มครองมิให้รัฐกระทำการใดๆอันเป็นการริดรอนสิทธิ์หรือเสียประโยชน์ไปเพราะเหตุแห่งการนับถือศาสนาหรือปฏิบัติตามพิธีกรรมตามความเชื่อของศาสนานั้นๆอันนั้นคือหลักของรัฐธรรมนูญที่ได้กล่าวไปเนี่ยนะครับจะเห็นได้ว่าประเทศไทยนั้นมีเสรีภาพในการนับถือศาสนาและรัฐบาลก็ได้มีนโยบายออกมารองรับการเคารพสิทธิ์ดังกล่าวนะครับโดยเน้นย้ำเป็นนโยบายรัฐบาลว่าห้ามเลือกปฏิบัติต่อบุคคลด้วยเหตุผลของความแตกต่างทางศาสนาอย่างเด็ดขาดนะครับอย่างไรก็ตามครับจนถึงขณะนี้รัฐบาลยังไม่ได้มีการจดทะเบียนศาสนาใหม่นะครับโดยในเรื่องนี้รัฐบาลได้มอบหมายให้กรมการศาสนากระทรวงวัฒนธรรมนะครับเป็นผู้รับผิดชอบในการจดทะเบียนองค์กรศาสนาต่าง ตามที่ได้บัญญัติไว้ในพระราชบัญญัติองค์กรศาสนานะครับโดยกฎหมายฉบับนี้มีหลักว่ากรมการศาสนาจะให้การยอมรับศาสนาใหม่ได้ก็ต่อเมื่อผลสำรวจสัมมโนประชากรทั่วประเทศระบุว่ามีผู้นับถือศาสนาดังกล่าวเกิน 5,000 คนและมีหลักการทางศาสนาที่มีลักษณะเฉพาะและไม่ดำเนินกิจการทางการเมืองและในการขอจดทะเบียนศาสนานั้นๆจะต้องได้รับการยอมรับจากกลุ่มศาสนาที่รัฐบาลได้รับรองเสียก่อนซึ่งปัจจุบันนี้มีอยู่5ศาสนาที่มีการจดทะเบียนกับรัฐบาลไทยได้แก่ศาสนาพุทธศาสนามุสลิมนะครับพราหมณ์ซิกแล้วก็แคทอลิกนะครับแต่อย่างไรก็ตามครับในทางปฏิบัตินั้นพบว่าองค์กรศาสนาที่ยังไม่ได้จดทะเบียนกับทางรัฐบาลไทยก็สามารถดำเนินกิจกรรมของกลุ่มได้อย่างเสรีนะครับโดยรัฐบาลจัดมีการจดทะเบียนนักสอนศาสนามิชชันนารีชาวต่างชาตินะครับที่มาสอนศาสนาในประเทศไทยได้แต่ก็ปรากฏว่านักสอนศาสนาที่ไม่ได้ขึ้นทะเบียนกับทางการก็สามารถเข้ามาในราชอาณาจักรไทยและพำนักอยู่ในราชอาณาจักรไทยได้และสอนศาสนาได้อย่างเสรีโดยรัฐบาลไม่ได้มีการเข้ามาแทรกแซงแต่อย่างใดแม้ว่าการจดทะเบียนอย่างเป็นทางการนั้นอาจจะทำให้นักสอนศาสนาได้รับสิทธิพิเศษบ้างเช่นได้รับการขยายวีซ่าพำนักในประเทศไทยนานขึ้นก็ตามแต่การที่ไม่จดทะเบียนก็ไม่ได้เป็นอุปสรรคในการดำเนินกิจกรรมของนักสอนศาสนาในประเทศไทยแต่อย่างใดนะครับจากช่วงที่ผ่านมาพบว่านักสอนศาสนาต่างชาติจำนวนมากเข้ามาโดยใช้วีซ่านักท่องเที่ยวและเผยแผ่ศาสนาหรือสิ่งพิมพ์ทางศาสนาโดยไม่ได้แจ้งให้ทางกรมศาสนาทราบแต่ก็มีรายงานยืนยันว่านักไม่มีเคยมีนักสอนศาสนาท่านใดถูกจับกุมหรือถูกส่งตัวกลับหรือถูกรังแกอันเนื่องมาจากการที่ไม่ได้จดทะเบียนแต่อย่างใดนะครับแต่อย่างไรก็ตามครับในมุมมองของตำรวจผู้รักษากฎหมายและฝ่ายความมั่นคงอาจจะต้องมีการให้ความสำคัญกับการเผยแพร่ศาสนาหรือการสอนศาสนาของบางกลุ่มเช่นกลุ่มนักบวชชาวมุสลิมนะครับซึ่งเป็นส่วนน้อยที่เราอาจจะต้องให้การตรวจสอบหรือให้การเพ่งเล็งมากกว่าปกติด้วยเหตุผลในเรื่องของความมั่นคงของประเทศและความกังวลในเรื่องของการก่อการร้ายตลอดจนการแบ่งแยกดินแดนที่3จังหวัดชายแดนภาคใต้บริเวณที่ติดกับประเทศมาเลเซียนะครับกลุ่มมุสลิมหัวรุนแรงกลุ่มนี้นะครับเป็นกลุ่มแบ่งแยกดินแดนหรือเรียกว่าเซปาราติสเนี่ยนะครับก็มีความพยายามที่จะสร้างความวุ่นวายโดยเฉพาะการนำศาสนามาปลุกระดมเยาวชนโดยบิดเบือนหลักศาสนาอิสลามนะครับสร้างค่านิยมที่ไม่ถูกต้องในขณะสถานการณ์ที่ผ่านมาถ้าได้ติดตามข่าวสารคงจะได้เคยได้ยินว่ามีการถึงขนาดขับไล่พระสงฆ์มีการแอบมีการฆ่าพระสงฆ์ไทยพระสงฆ์ชาวพุทธหรือมีคนไทยที่นับถือศาสนาพุทธถูกแอบลอบยิงลอบฆ่าอยู่บ่อยครั้งนะครับเพื่อที่จะนำสิ่งเหล่านี้มาเป็นประเด็นทางศาสนาอยู่เป็นระยะนะครับซึ่งบทบาทของตำรวจเรานั้นนอกจากจะเป็นเรื่องของการสืบสวนปราบปรามในกลุ่มนี้แล้วในขณะเดียวกันก็ต้องดำเนินยุทธศาสตร์ในเรื่องของเชิงรุกที่จะจัดชุดตำรวจชุมชนสัมพันธ์นะครับเข้าไปในพื้นที่เพื่อเสริมสร้างความเข้าใจและแสวงหาความร่วมมือจากผู้นำชุมชนผู้นำศาสนาอิสลามและประชาชนในพื้นที่ให้ช่วยกันเฝ้าระวังป้องกันเหตุและให้ข้อมูลข่าวสารที่เป็นประโยชน์แก่ตำรวจในพื้นที่อีกด้วยมีการดำเนินการทางศาสนาอีกเรื่องนึงที่ฝ่ายความมั่นคงต้องจับตาดูนะครับก็คือเรื่องของการดำเนินกิจกรรมของสมาชิกที่เรียกว่าผู้นับถือลัทธิฝ่าหลุนกงนะครับซึ่งอันนี้เป็นไปตามคำร้องขอของรัฐบาลจีนนะครับซึ่งก็ที่ผ่านมาก็พบว่ากลุ่มนี้ได้เคยมาดำเนินกิจกรรมในประเทศไทยบ้างเป็นครั้งคราวนะครับก็เป็นการแจกแผ่นพับนะครับการเผยแพร่เอกสารนะครับแต่ก็ยังไม่พบว่ามีความรุนแรงหรือว่ามีการดำเนินกิจกรรมอะไรที่กระทบต่อความมั่นคงโดยตรงนะครับที่ผ่านมาเคยมีการจับกุมในข้อหาตามกฎหมายคนเข้าเมืองนะครับแล้วก็ผลักดันกลับนะครับแต่ก็พบว่าในระยะหลังนี้กลุ่มฝ่าหลุนกงก็ไม่ได้มาดำเนินกิจกรรมในประเทศไทยนานแล้วนะครับอันนี้ก็เป็นกลุ่มสองกลุ่มที่เราต้องเพ่งเล็งแต่นอกจากนั้นแล้วก็ไม่มีการแทรกแซงในเรื่องของการเผยแพร่ศาสนาของกลุ่มอื่นแต่อย่างใดนะครับทีนี้ก็จะมาพูดในเรื่องของบทบาทของตำรวจในเรื่องของการดูแลความสงบเรียบร้อยกับ เรื่องที่เกี่ยวข้องกับศาสนาในภาพรวมนะครับขอเรียนนิดนึงว่าตำรวจไทยนั้นไม่เหมือนตำรวจอเมริกานะครับเราเป็น National Police นะครับเป็นสำนักงานตำรวจแห่งชาติมีหน้าที่ในการรักษาความสงบเรียบร้อยดูแลความปลอดภัยในชีวิตและทรัพย์สินของประชาชนนะครับมีอำนาจสืบสวนสอบสวนจับกุมคุมขังปราบปรามคนกระทำผิดกฎหมายที่มีโทษทางอาญาทั่วราชอาณาจักรนะครับทีนี้มันจะมีหลักกฎหมายอาญาซึ่งแม้จะเนื้อหาจะไม่ได้เกี่ยวข้องกับสิทธิเสรีภาพในการนับถือศาสนานักแต่ก็มีการบัญญัติในบทบัญญัติของความสงบเรียบร้อยอยู่สองสามประการนะครับกฎหมายอาญาเขียนว่าห้ามกระทำด้วยประการใดๆแก่วัตถุหรือสถานที่อันเป็นที่เคารพในทางศาสนาของหมู่ชนอันเป็นการเหยียดหยามศาสนานั้นผู้ใดฝ่าฝืนต้องจำคุก7ปีนะครับอีกอันนึงคือห้ามก่อให้เกิดความวุ่นวายขึ้นในขณะที่มีการประชุมศาสนิกชนนะครับเวลาประชุมกันหรือเวลานมัสการหรือทำพิธีกรรมทางศาสนาต่างๆโดยชอบด้วยกฎหมายนะครับผู้ใดฝ่าฝืนต้องติดคุก1ปีนะครับอันนี้ก็เป็นหลักกฎหมายทีนี้ของสำนักงานตำรวจแห่งชาตินั้นยังมีหน่วยงานย่อยที่สำคัญนะครับที่จะเกี่ยวข้องกับกิจการศาสนาก็คือตำรวจสันติบาลตำรวจสันติบาลนี้ก็จะมีหน้าที่คอยติดตามสอดส่องสืบสวนข้อมูลข่าวสารติดตามความเคลื่อนไหวของการทำกิจกรรมทางศาสนานะครับว่ามีผลกระทบต่อความมั่นคงของประเทศอย่างไรบ้างนะครับและหน่วยงานหนึ่งก็คือหน่วยงานที่เกี่ยวข้องกับคนต่างด้าวโดยตรงก็คือสำนักงานตรวจคนเข้าเมืองนะครับหน้าที่ของเราก็จะคอยควบคุมกำกับดูแลคนต่างด้าวที่เดินทางเข้ามาและอยู่พำนักในราชอาณาจักรซึ่งก็หมายความว่าหน่วยงานนี้นอกจากจะเป็นพนักงานเจ้าหน้าที่ที่มีอำนาจในการตรวจอนุญาตให้คนต่างด้าวเข้ามาหรือออกไปนอกราชอาณาจักรแล้วยังมีหน้าที่ให้บริการคนต่างด้าวในเรื่องของการพิจารณาคำขออนุญาตให้คนต่างด้าวอยู่ต่อในราชอาณาจักรเป็นการชั่วคราวนะครับพูดง่ายๆก็คือต่อวีซ่าให้กับนักเผยแพร่ศาสนาหรือผู้ที่เข้ามาศึกษาหรือดำเนินกิจกรรมทางศาสนาต่างๆในราชอาณาจักรไทยซึ่งระยะเวลาการอนุญาตก็มีตั้งแต่90วันถึง1ปีนะครับอันนี้ก็แล้วแต่สถานการณ์ว่าเงื่อนไขว่าใครเข้ามาในเงื่อนไขอะไรและมีรายละเอียดแตกต่างกันไปนะครับก็โดยสรุปนะครับก็จะกราบเรียนว่าประเทศไทยนั้นให้ความเคารพในสิทธิเสรีภาพในการนับถือศาสนาเป็นอย่างมากนะครับซึ่งก็ปรากฏได้อย่างชัดเจนทั้งในตัวบทกฎหมายและนโยบายรัฐบาลไม่พบรายงานการละเมิดหรือบังคับขู่เข็นในการนับถือศาสนานะครับไม่ว่าการนับถือศาสนาหรือลัทธิใดๆจะถูกนำมาเป็นเหตุผลในเรื่องของการเสียโอกาสอย่างหนึ่งอย่างใดนะครับไม่เคยเจอสิ่งเหล่านี้นะครับตำรวจเองนะครับแม้จะไม่ได้รับผิดชอบเกี่ยวกับกิจการศาสนาโดยตรงนะครับแต่ก็มีหน้าที่ในการที่ต้องสอดส่องดูแลความเรียบร้อยของการประกอบพิธีกรรมหรือกิจกรรมทางศาสนาตลอดจนการให้บริการแก่ผู้ที่เข้ามาดำเนินกิจกรรมทางศาสนานะครับเราเชื่อว่าทุกศาสนาต้องการสอนให้คนเป็นคนดีนะครับทุกศาสนาล้วนต้องการมีเจตจำนงให้เกิดความสงบสุขเกิดสันตินะครับตำรวจเองต้องพร้อมที่จะสนับสนุนและให้ความเป็นธรรมกับบุคคลทุกกลุ่มศาสนาที่เข้ามาบำพำนักหรือดำเนินกิจกรรมในราชอาณาจักรไทยตามอำนาจหน้าที่ของแต่ละหน่วยงานที่มีอยู่นะครับตราบเท่าที่กิจกรรมนั้นไม่มีการล่วงละเมิดต่อความปลอดภัยในชีวิตและทรัพย์สินของประชาชนหรือล่วงละเมิดต่อศีลธรรมอันดีนะครับตำรวจและผู้รักษากฎหมายทุกคนจึงจำเป็นอย่างยิ่งที่ต้องมีจิตใจที่เป็นกลางไม่ฝักใฝ่ฝ่ายใดไม่ใช่อำนาจที่มีอยู่โดยอคตินะครับตั้งมั่นในความเป็นธรรมและมุ่งหวังในสันติภาพของสังคมเป็นสำคัญนะครับสุดท้ายผมก็หวังว่าการเสนอมุมมองของผู้บังคับใช้กฎหมายในเรื่องของสิทธิเสรีภาพในการนับถือศาสนาในประเทศไทยคงจะเป็นประโยชน์กับท่านผู้ฟังทุกท่านบ้างไม่มากก็น้อยนะครับก็ขอจบการบรรยายแต่เพียงเท่านี้ครับขอบคุณครับ
สมอกกันสมเนี่ยดีใจใครที่สมยิ่งจ่อสมอกกัน
ยนี่ผมเนี่ยคนที่คิงอีกชั่วละคือสกอตส์งชั้นนี้ก็จะเรียนทุกอย่างชั่วละกันน้ำก็อุตส่าห์เดินจราจรสิจุกที่อุตส่าห์ละ
สมหรับยมสมอกกันแต่บางมีโอกาสอันนี้ยี่อันปีเสร็จเพียบในขังศาสนาในประเทศมองโกเลียที่จะเอากระมุ่ยตลอดนะสำหรับยังขยมจังเยอมปีศาสนาให้นังกาตรวจตราเมลฉบับในประเทศมองโกเลียให้ขยมจังดอลกาปิบอร์เนียมุ่ยต่อคล้ายอมปีสถานะเพียรในประเทศมองโกเลียมีน មានផ្នែក3គឺជាស្ថានភាពបច្ចុប្បន្ននៃសាសនានៅនៅម៉ង់ហ្គោលីហើយស្ថានភាពខាងបទបញ្ជាໃນទៅលើសាសនានៅម៉ង់ហ្គោលីហើយនឹងផ្លូវវិញផ្លូវទៅអនាគតសម្រាប់សាសនានេះគឺជាចំណុច3នៃការបកស្រាយរបស់ខ្ញុំស្ថានភាពរបស់ម៉ង់ហ្គោលីនៅបានមានបដិវត្តប្រជាធិបតេយ្យនៅឆ្នាំ1990ហើយយើងត្រូវបានមានពេលមួយសម្រាប់យើងបានកសាងរបបប្រជាធិបតេយ្យហើយនឹងមានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរយ៉ាងច្រើនក្នុងកន្លងពេល20ឆ្នាំនេះកិច្ចការខាងសង្គមទាំងអស់មានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរយ៉ាងច្រើននៅពេលមានការតាក់ទងគ្នានិងគោលការណ៍ថ្មីដែលបានកសាងឡើងការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរខាងនយោបាយសេដ្ឋកិច្ចនិងសង្គមបានធ្វើឲ្យមតិសាធារណជនមានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរដ៏ច្រើនឥឡូវមានគ្មានគណៈបកតែមួយទេហើយយើងមានសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពហើយនឹងប្រជាធិបតេយ្យត្រូវបានកសាងឡើងតែម្ដងនៅប្រទេសម៉ង់ហ្គោលីការរើសមុខតាមកំណត់ឬសាសនាឬគឺជានៅអតីតកាលទេគ្មាននៅពេលបច្ចុប្បន្ននេះហើយនេះគឺជាគោលនយោបាយមួយដ៏សំខាន់នៅពេលបច្ចុប្បន្ន
ទ ੁਰ ចឹងអ៊ីនទែរទ ੁਰ ចឹងជីលជិលទីហុកចាន់មង្ហ្គលជូទីឧស្សា
ហ៍ការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរមួយតែការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរមួយដ៏សំខាន់ដែលបង្កើតឡើងនៅក្នុងកំណត់របស់មង្ហ្គោលីគឺជាឱកាសឲ្យជ្រើសរើសសាសនានៅក្នុងរອບទស្សវតនៅពេលគេបង្ខំឲ្យមានជឿទៅលើព្រះហើយមានការទឹកធ្វើទឹកបុកម្នេញដល់សាសនាសពថ្ងៃនេះម៉ង់ហ្គោលីអាចជ្រើសរើសតើពួកគេចង់កាន់សាសនាឬមិនកាន់សាសនាការស្ទុះមតិរបស់សាធារណជនគឺបានធ្វើឲ្យយើងឃើញថាមានប្រហែលជា 80% នៃម៉ង់ហ្គោលីពេញវ័យនឹងមានកំណត់ល្អអំពីសាសនាឬក៏កាន់សាសនាជាសកម្មនេះបានបង្ហាញថានៅក្នុងរយៈពេលខ្លីស្ថានភាពសាសនាបានមានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរក្នុងរយៈពេលដ៏ខ្លីណាស់នៅក្នុង80ឆ្នាំកន្លងទៅមានតែ 20% ទេដែលទទួលថាពួកគេមានជំនឿខាងសាសនានៅពេលអតីតកាលមានតែសាសនាព្រះពុទ្ធតែមួយទេដែលបានដែលមានអ្នកកាន់សាសនានៅប្រទេសម៉ង់ហ្គោលីប៉ុន្តែនៅពេលនោះពួកគេបានចូលទៅអតិថាននៅក្នុងវត្តប៉ុន្តែប្រហែលជាឯករងផលវិបាកនៅពេលក្រោយប៉ុន្តែស្ថានភាពបច្ចុប្បន្នសាសនានៅម៉ង់ហ្គោលីយើងអាចនិយាយអំពីចំណុច3ទី1ភាគជនជាតិម៉ង់ហ្គោលីភាគច្រើនបានចូលរួមក្នុងសាសនាហើយបានជ្រើសរើសសាសនាមួយជាសាសនារបស់ខ្លួននេះបាននាំឲ្យមានលទ្ធផលល្អនៅក្នុងជីវិតប្រចាំថ្ងៃរបស់ពួកគេទី2ការស្រាវជ្រាវបានរកឃើញថាជនជាតិម៉ង់ហ្គោលីគ្មានសាសនាតែមួយទេហើយដោយសារមានភាពខុសប្លែកពីគ្នាហើយនឹងសាសនាផ្សេងជាច្រើនណាស់បានធ្វើឲ្យពួកគេចូលរួមជាមួយនឹងក្រុមសាសនានិងសង្គមសាសនាផ្សេងនៅក្នុងសង្គមសាសនានៅប្រទេសម៉ង់ហ្គោលីមានផ្នែកមួយដ៏ធំដែលបន្តដើរតាមប្រភេទនៃរបស់ខ្លួនដោយបានកាន់សាសនាព្រះពុទ្ធ2/3ម៉ង់ហ្គោលប្រជាជនម៉ង់ហ្គោលីប្រហែលជា 66% បានកាន់សាសនាព្រះពុទ្ធចំពោះប្រជាជនខាសាក់ក៏កាន់សាសនាអ៊ីស្លាមហើយក្រៅពីសាសនាទាំងអស់នេះមានក្រុមសង្គមខ្លះដែលបានគ្រប់គ្រងហើយនឹងថ្វាយបង្គំសាសនាថ្មីដូចជាក្រុមដែលធ្លាប់គ្មានអនុពាធនៅម៉ង់ហ្គោលីដូចជាសាសនាសាក់សេយេហូវ៉ាពួកបរិស័ទថ្ងៃចុងក្រោយបាហាយហើយនឹងសាសនានៃសាមគ្គីភាពបានមានក្រុមអ្នកជឿដែរហើយមានអ្នកតំណាងពីសាសនាភាគខាងកើតផងដូច្នេះឥឡូវនេះមានភាពខុសប្លែកគ្នាខាងសាសនាដែលបានស្ថាបនាឡើងនៅប្រទេសនេះហើយនៅពេលបានសមាគមសាសនាបានកើតឡើងស្ថាប័នហើយនឹងសាសនាបានត្រូវបានបង្កើតដើម្បីប្រកាសនៅសេចក្តីជំនឿរបស់គេនៅដើមឆ្នាំ2009មានស្ថាប័នសាសនាចំនួន450ស្ថាប័នដែលបានចុះឈ្មោះហើយបានទទួលការយល់ព្រមឲ្យប្រតិបត្តិការក្នុងចំណោមសាសនាទាំងអស់នេះមាន230គឺជាវត្តសាសនាព្រះពុទ្ធ hai mien 170 sasana ta chea sasana prae krist hai mien 40 ku chea vihia islam hai kra pi nung ku chea sthaban sasana phseng phseng tiet chamnuon nai angka sthaban sasana da tae pratibat ka nau tam chunabot da khmien ka ananyat chea phloka ku leuh pi 100 sasana nok chea ka chea sdaing na ថាសាសនាព្រះគ្រីស្ទហើយនឹងស្ថាប័នសាសនាថ្មីផ្សេងទៀតបានរីកចម្រើនយ៉ាងខ្លាំងនៅពេលថ្មីថ្មីនេះឥឡូវស្ថានភាពនៃបទបញ្ជាច្បាប់ទៅលើសាសនានៅម៉ង់ហ្គោលីហើយឥឡូវយើងអាចបទបញ្ជាអាចបែងចែកជា3យ៉ាងទី1គឺជាបទបញ្ជារដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញទី2បទបញ្ជាផ្នែកច្បាប់អំពីការតាក់ទងរវាងសាសនានិងរដ្ឋទី3បទបញ្ជាដែលតាក់ទងដែលធ្វើឲ្យសាសនាតាក់មានការផ្សារភ្ជាប់ជាមួយនឹងខាងផ្នែកផ្សេងខាងផ្នែកច្បាប់ផ្សេងដូចជាខាងព្រហ្មទណ្ឌរដ្ឋបាលហើយនឹងផ្នែកផ្សេងទៀតមានចំណុចសំខាន់នៅក្នុងរដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញម៉ង់ហ្គោលីអំពីការតាក់ទងគ្នារវាងរដ្ឋហើយនឹងសាសនាអំពីសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពរបស់ប្រជាជនឲ្យថ្វាយបង្គំជាពិសេសនៅមាត្រាលេខ9គួរឲ្យកត់សម្គាល់ណាស់នៅផ្នែកទី1នៃមាត្រានេះបាននិយាយអំពីគោលការណ៍ជាមូលដ្ឋានអំពីការតាក់ទងគ្នារវាងសាសនានិងរដ្ឋដោយតទៅនេះនៅប្រទេសម៉ង់ហ្គោលីរដ្ឋត្រូវគោរពដល់សាសនាហើយសាសនាត្រូវគោរពដល់រដ្ឋហើយផ្នែកទី2បានបញ្ជាក់ច្បាស់អំពីការបែងចែករវាងអង្គការរដ្ឋហើយនិងអង្គការសាសនាស្ថាប័នរដ្ឋមិនអាចស្ថាប័នរដ្ឋមិនអាចធ្វើកិច្ចការសាសនាហើយសាសនាមិនអាចធ្វើកិច្ចការនយោបាយបានទេហើយរដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញបន្តថាគ្មាននរណាម្នាក់អាចប្រកាន់ជនណាម្នាក់ដោយសារសាសនារបស់គេហើយជនជាតិម៉ង់ហ្គោលីមានសិទ្ធិដើម្បីឲ្យស្វែងបង្គំឬមិនស្វែងបង្គំសាសនាហើយទោះបីជាមានសង្គ្រាមឬក៏រឿងអាសន្នបានកើតឡើងគ្មានច្បាប់ណាអាចហាមឃាត់មិនឲ្យស្វែងបង្គំឬក៏ស្វែងឬបង្ខំឲ្យស្វែងបង្គំរដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញរបស់យើងត្រូវបានយកបែងចែកកិច្ចការរដ្ឋចេញពីកិច្ចការខាងសាសនាហើយធ្វើឲ្យមានឱកាសដើម្បីមានសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពសាសនាដោយគ្មានការជ្រៀតជ្រែកពីរដ្ឋទេនៅឆ្នាំ1993រដ្ឋសភាបានអនុម័តច្បាប់អំពីការតាក់ទងគ្នារវាងសាសនានិងរដ្ឋហើយនេះជាលើកដំបូងបង្អស់នៅក្នុងប្រវត្តិសាស្ត្រប្រជាជាតិរបស់យើងថាមានច្បាប់ដែលបានចេញបទបញ្ជាទៅលើការតាក់ទងគ្នាជាមួយនឹងសាសនាការអនុវត្តនៅបទបញ្ជាច្បាប់នោះហើយនឹង
សាស្ត្រជំនួយបានលុបស្រួលបាត់ទៅសិនគេទាំងអ៊ីនពុលអូទីមបងមូស្លីមានសាសនាបូមរុកដូសគាត់ចាសនា
ប៉ុន្តែច្បាប់នេះបាននិយាយថាសាសនាក្រៅពីអ៊ីស្លាមសាសនាព្រះពុទ្ធនិងសាសនាឈាមនីសឹមមិនអាចធ្វើការប្រកាសឬការបង្រៀនក្រៅពីសាសនារបស់គេហើយអ្នកជនបរទេសដែលគ្មានគោលបំណងឲ្យធ្វើកិច្ចការសាសនាមិនអាចធ្វើកិច្ចការសាសនាទេហើយមានជនខ្លះដែលបានដាក់ពាក្យបណ្ដឹងទៅតុលាការរដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញថានេះគឺជារឿងដែលខុសពីធម្មនុញ្ញភាពរបស់រដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញហើយតុលាការបានសម្រេចថាច្បាប់ហ្នឹងគឺវាអធម្មនុញ្ញភាពគឺគ្មានគឺវាខុសនឹងគោលការណ៍របស់រដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញក្រៅពីសេចក្តីសម្រេចរបស់តុលាការរដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញនោះគ្មានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរចំពោះច្បាប់1993ទេប៉ុន្តែមានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរផ្សេងទៀតហើយមានសាសនាជាច្រើនហើយបានធ្វើឲ្យយើងដាក់បកបញ្ជាកាន់តែជាក់លាក់ទៅលើសាសនាសិកតម្រូវការសម្រាប់ផ្ដល់ការអនុញ្ញាតឲ្យបង្កើតស្ថាប័នសាសនាត្រូវបញ្ជាក់ឲ្យច្បាស់អំពីអត្ថន័យហើយត្រូវសម្ដែងជាក្នុងច្បាប់ក្រៅពីការបំពេញសេចក្តីត្រូវការខាងផ្នែកវិញ្ញាណរបស់ប្រជាជនឥឡូវមានសេចក្តីត្រូវការឲ្យរដ្ឋយកចិត្តទុកដាក់អំពីផលវិបាកដែលបានចាប់ផ្ដើមឃើញមានក្រុមខ្លះដែលបានធ្វើខ្លួនដូចជាស្ថាប័ន សាសនាប៉ុន្តែតាមពិតបានធ្វើឲ្យក្មេងបានប្រៀងក្មេងរបស់យើងឲ្យសម្លាប់ខ្លួនឯងឲ្យផឹកឲ្យស្រវឹងឲ្យធ្វើអំពើដែលអសីលធម៌នេះអាចធ្វើឲ្យនេះហាក់ដូចជាថ្នាំពុលសម្រាប់ប្រជាជនមិនមែនសម្រាប់តែសមាគមសាសនាទេប៉ុន្តែសម្រាប់រដ្ឋតែប៉ុន្តែក្នុងរដ្ឋក្នុងប្រទេសយើងការទាស់ទាំងគ្នារវាងសាសនាមិនទាន់បានមានច្រើនប្រមាណទេប៉ុន្តែមានសាសនាខ្លះបានធ្វើអរិយាបថមិនល្អដោយជាការបំផ្លាញផ្លាករបស់សាសនាផ្សេងហើយខ្ញុំគិតថារឿងនេះយើងត្រូវដោះស្រាយឲ្យបានឆាប់រហ័សនៅពេលអនាគតប្រទេសរបស់យើងនឹងធ្វើឲ្យច្បាប់ថ្មីដាក់បកបញ្ជាកាន់តែជាក់លាក់ហើយនឹងដាក់រចនាសម្ព័ន្ធដើម្បីដាក់បកបញ្ជាតាមផ្លូវច្បាប់អំពីតើសាសនាមួយមួយត្រូវមានការតេតតងគ្នាដោយរបៀបណានៅក្នុងសតវត្សទី13គឺនៅក្នុងការសោយរាជរបស់ឈិងហ្គីសខានមានប្រជាជាតិជាច្រើនដែលបានចូលរួមជាមួយគ្នាហើយមានសិទ្ធឲ្យកាន់សាសនារបស់ខ្លួនហើយគ្មានការសាសនាណាមួយដែលត្រូវគេដែលត្រូវគេរើសមកទេនៅក្នុងសម័យបច្ចុប្បន្ននេះម៉ង់ហ្គោលីត្រូវតែគោរពតាមគោលនយោបាយនេះនៃសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពក្នុងសាសនាហើយនឹងសាសនាឲ្យថ្វាយបង្គំតាមចិត្តហើយផ្ដល់ឱកាសកាន់តែច្រើនដើម្បីឲ្យសាសនានីមួយនីមួយរស់នៅជាមួយគ្នាហើយបំពេញសេចក្តីត្រូវការរបស់មនុស្សឲ្យថ្វាយបង្គំព្រះ
អរជុងយីងយឺតនឹង
នៅក្នុងបរិយាកាសសម័យទំនើបនេះការចែកសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពទៅឲ្យប្រជាជនខ្ញុំសង្ឃឹមថាកិច្ចប្រជុំនេះនឹងផ្ដល់ឱកាសនេះទៅឲ្យប្រជាអ្នកទាំងអស់គ្នាដែរហើយខ្ញុំក្នុងកិច្ចប្រជុំនេះខ្ញុំបានធ្វើឲ្យខ្ញុំមានយោបល់ថ្មីយោបល់ល្អហើយខ្ញុំមានសេចក្តីអំណរគុណយ៉ាងជ្រាលជ្រៅណាស់ដែលបានមានឱកាសជួបជុំគ្នាហើយនឹងពិគ្រោះគ្នាទៅវិញទៅមកអំពីរឿងទាំងអស់នេះហើយរៀនកាន់តែច្រើនអំពីប្រធានបទអំពីរឿងសិទ្ធិសេរីភាពក្នុងសាសនាសូមអរគុណហើយសូមឲ្យអ្នករាល់គ្នាមានសំណាងល្អ
You want to go?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
សូមអរគុណច្រើនសូមអរគុណសម្រាប់ឱកាសដ៏ល្អប្រសើរនេះខ្ញុំអរគុណដែលមានឱកាសមកទីនេះពីព្រោះខ្ញុំអាចស្ដាប់នៅព័ត៌មានជាច្រើនស្ដីអំពីទូនីតិនៃការរស់នៅហើយអំពីរដ្ឋអំពីសាសនាខ្ញុំនឹងធ្វើការពីពលនីដល់ខ្លីៗស្រីអំពីសាសនានៅក្នុងប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីហើយនឹងសភាពនៃសាសនានៅក្នុងឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីហើយរដ្ឋាភិបាលឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីមានទំនាក់ទំនងជាមួយការអន្តរជាតិយ៉ាងដូចម្តេចនៅប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីគឺជាប្រទេសមួយដែលមានប្រជាជនច្រើនប្រហែលជា230លាននាក់ដែលមានកុលសម្ព័ន្ធជនជាតិសាសនាជំនឿ
ត្រចត
ហើយនឹងទំនៀមទម្លាប់ច្រើនផ្សេងផ្សេងពីគ្នា
adalah umat yang terbesar di Indonesia walaupun
សាសនាអ៊ីស្លាមគឺជាសាសនាដ៏ធំជាងគេនៅក្នុងប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីក៏ប៉ុន្តែប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីមិនមែនជារដ្ឋអ៊ីស្លាមឡើយក៏ប៉ុន្តែប្រទេសអ៊ីស្លាមក៏មិនមែនជាប្រទេសលោកីនិយមទេវិជាប្រទេសផនចសិលាគុណតម្លៃនៃសាសនាភាពខុសប្លែកគ្នានៃសាសនាហើយនឹងជំនឿគឺត្រូវតែលើកស្ទួយនិងគោរពនៅក្នុងប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ី
karena itu keperbedaan ini
har prathoy prathan nei ka nei prateh Indonesia baik ba ke puna dochne trot tai mean ka tetul chivuchmien tha phiep khok khni teng ni keu chi amnoy muoy hai ban thaim teu phiep srah bomprong nei prateh
oleh karena itu setiap elemen perlu membangun kerukunan
ជាការចាំបាច់ដែលយើងម្នាក់ៗត្រូវតែលើកស្ទួយនូវសាមគ្គីភាពរវាងជីវិតសាសនា ដើម្បីសម្រាប់សាមគ្គីភាពជាមួយវិទ្យាសាសនាហើយនៅរដ្ឋាភិបាលដើម្បីមានសន្តិភាពនៅក្នុងប្រទេសនេះជាការសំខាន់ណាស់វាចាំបាច់មានអរិយបទដល់ត្រឹមត្រូវក៏ដូចជាប្រាជ្ញានៅក្នុងសហគមន៍ទាំងឡាយដើម្បីរក្សាតុល្យភាពរវាងសេចក្តីត្រូវការនៃក្រមហើយនឹងសេចក្តីត្រូវការនៃប្រទេសជាតិរដ្ឋាភិបាលត្រូវការមានគោលនយោបាយនិងយុទ្ធសាស្ត្រមួយដើម្បីរក្សាសាមគ្គីភាពរបស់សាសនាដើម្បីរក្សានៅសង្គមមួយដ៏ចម្រុងចម្រើននិងមានសន្តិភាពសាមគ្គីភាពដែលមានរវាងសហគមន៍សាសនានានាគឺត្រូវតែមានជាអាទិភាពមួយពីព្រោះសាមគ្គីភាពរបស់ប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីគឺជាសាមគ្គីភាពដ៏ពិតវាមិនអាចខ្លាំងខ្លាយបានទេទី2សេរីភាពនៃសាសនានៅក្នុងប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីត្រូវបានច្បាប់ការពារដូចជាបានចារទុកនៅក្នុងមាត្រាទី23 28 និង
39 penyalahgunaan dan
kondisi IPNS ឆ្នាំ1965រដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញឆ្នាំ69
sepanjang tidak melanggar hak dan kebebasan orang lain dalam menjalankan hak dan kebebasannya setiap orang
សេរីភាពនៃសាសនាគឺគ្មានកំណត់ទេដរាបណាវាមិនបំពានទៅលើសេរីភាពរបស់ជនណាផ្សេងទៀតទេបញ្ហាដែលកើតមានឡើងគឺថាមានការកសាងកន្លែងផ្សាយបង្គំហើយនឹងការផ្សព្វផ្សាយសាសនាហើយអាពាហ៍ពិពាហ៍រវាងមនុស្សសាសនាផ្សេងពីគ្នាមនុស្សដែលរៀបការអត់មានបញ្ហាប៉ុន្តែមនុស្សជំនាញគេដែលមានសាសនាខុសៗគ្នាគឺជាអ្នកដែលបង្កបញ្ហា
Telah terjadi keanekaragaman penafsiran tentang kebebasan beragama di Indonesia.
Satu yang tertulis kuota menuh mien ka bok prai khos pi kni ampi seripheap sa krom 1 ke tha kmien kamnot pantae krom 1 tiet ke tha seripheap trot tae mien kamnot doy sa sit robos neak datai.ដោយសារការនេះរដ្ឋាភិបាលគោលនយោបាយរបស់រដ្ឋាភិបាលគឺត្រូវរក្សាទុកជីវិតសាសនារបស់ប្រជាជនមិនមែនដើម្បីធ្វើអន្តរាគមន៍ជ្រែកនៅក្នុងគោលលទ្ធិរបស់សាសនានោះទេដូច្នេះរដ្ឋាភិបាលត្រូវការរក្សាតុល្យភាពដោយមិនជ្រែកក្នុងគោលលទ្ធិរបស់គេរដ្ឋាភិបាលមានទួនាទីនិងកាតព្វកិច្ចដើម្បីរក្សាសណ្ដាប់ធ្នាប់និងច្បាប់សម្រាប់ប្រជាជនមិនមែនដើម្បីជ្រែកនៅក្នុងវិស័យគោលលទ្ធិរបស់សាសនាឡើយ
ដាប់បတ် mengganggu ketertiban masyarakat maka negara termasuk pemerintah harus tampil dengan kata lain harus turut campur tangan.Untuk mengembalikan
រដ្ឋាភិបាលត្រូវតែធ្វើអន្តរាគមន៍នៅពេលដែលសិទ្ធិរបស់មនុស្សម្នាក់ចាប់ផ្ដើមរំខាននឹងមនុស្សផ្សេងទៀតឬក៏ប្រទេសទាំងមូលប៉ុន្តែបើសិនជាក្រុមសាសនាណាមួយមិនប៉ះពាល់ដល់សិទ្ធិរបស់អ្នកដទៃរដ្ឋាភិបាលមិនត្រូវជិះជ្រែកទេប៉ុន្តែនៅពេលដែលសម្ដាប់ធ្នាប់សាធារណៈត្រូវបានបំផ្លាញដោយសារក្រុមសាសនាណាមួយរដ្ឋាភិបាលត្រូវតែធ្វើអន្តរាគមន៍ហើយធ្វើឲ្យមានស្ថានភាពមានសម្ដាប់ធ្នាប់ឡើងវិញ
kewajiban dasar manusia
ដូច្នេះហើយនេះជាមូលហេតុបានជាគោលនយោបាយរបស់រដ្ឋាភិបាលត្រូវតែថែរក្សាជីវិតសាសនារបស់ប្រជាជនឥឡូវនេះខ្ញុំនឹងនិយាយអំពីសាសនាព្រះគ្រីស្ទសាសនាគ្រីស្ទានគឺជាផ្នែកដ៏សំខាន់សម្រាប់ប្រជាជនឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីវាគឺជាពរជ័យសម្រាប់ប្រជាជនឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីមានសាសនានិកាយសាសនាព្រះគ្រីស្ទជាង300និកាយដែលបានចុះបញ្ជីនៅក្នុងប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ី
kondisi banyaknya denominasi ini di satu sisi dapat menjadi kekuatan apabila mau dan mau.
Nikai jicrani ai khlai to chi kamlang ne pel puke mien chante thuka sahaka chmuoy khnie hai ai khlai chi opasak ban dai
dalam menyampaikan aspirasi dan
ne pel dal puke ne ko bomnang robos puke
perbedaan-perbedaan tersebut.
Kita mengkami pembiakan kapas tengkek kini
membangun atau mendirikan gereja baru di Indonesia sangat-sangat luar biasa.
Ka romphep damai aram robos ke chang pongrik sasana robos ke mien chran no khong chnam 2006
sinode baru di Indonesia
mien
karena kalau terus dibuka maka mungkin
sekarang ada mui dal rik cemran lang
karena hanya masalah kecil saja orang sudah langsung mau mendirikan sinode baru. Karena tidak terpilih menjadi pemimpin dalam satu gereja maka biasanya mereka
mien padukan mui no knong kai pusa ambong hai krai pi chnam 2006 sthana phiep no che tae lo lang pontai panha chmuoy ning sasana kristian mon ban bat te pontai yeung songkhom tha nikai sasana prey yesu krist ning khot to rok samakee phiep pi pu rothapibal ban chap pdam phlap pdo kol noyobai dambei chuy kosang toleak phiep lang veng sasana saksi prey jehova ning sasana mormon ko ban dalam jo prateh hai kampong jo benci chia nikai
yang selalu rapi dan tekun serta taat memberi laporan-laporan kegiatan mereka. Ini sebuah catatan.
Okay, ban bencap ka jo benci ne sasana thmey no khong chnam 2006.
Masalah-masalah yang dihadapi umat Kristen
itu. Bechne
di samping masalah-masalah dari dalam menyangkut keperbedaan atau doktrin pada gereja-gereja yang ada juga masalah-masalah dari luar seperti hak-hak menjalankan ibadah.
Pemimpin panjaha mau pikang krau sedai pi robiab dal ke anwat no sakri jumnu rumah ke mun nang chenam pi pon promui
pembakaran penutupan
mien
dan pengurusakan bangunan
hai teka mien protokol cicaran dan mien doi mien ka bomplang dot jau prewihia hai អ្នក រol គ្នា អាច ឃើញ នៅ ក្នុង តំបន់ អំបន ហើយ នៅ តំបន់ ផូសូ ហើយ ក្រោយ ពី ឆ្នាំ 2006
kondisi seperti ini jauh
ស្ថានភាព រីក ចម្រើន ឡឡង ក៏ ប៉ុន្តែ ការ គៀប សង្កត់ នៅ ក្នុង ចំណោម សាសនា គ្រីស្ទាន មិន បាន បន្ថយ ឡើយ
kita berharap umat Kristen lebih dapat
yang mean sekali sangkam tha nikai sasana prekris kristian ning aj rup rum samakee ning khnie nai knong kaika sangkom
perlu dibangun wadah-wadah
kaika sokapip
umat Kristen sendiri
hai yang ter mean ka piphiasa khnie ning khnie rovieng neak kan sasana kristian dambei chuy khnie tveng tmok hai banthoy ka banthoy chmluh toh teng ក្នុង ការ រក្សា សាមគ្គី ភាព នៃ ជីវិត សាសនា ក្រសួង សាសនា នៃ សាធារណ រដ្ឋ ឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ី ធ្វើ ដូច តទៅ នេះ ចិញ្ចឹម បីច បែក នៅ សារៈ សំខាន់ នៃ គុណ តម្លៃ នៃ សង្គម ហើយ នឹង ជំនឿ ហើយ ពង្រឹង ដល់ សាមគ្គី ភាព នៅ ក្នុង ចំណោម សាសនា
melakukan pendalaman nilai-nilai spiritual
seksa nei kun namlai khang phlau vinyan dambei oy dambei phol prayoy nei manuh lok dambei bangka wapatho chran phseng pi khnie ning ka yok yok khnie tveng tmok roving wapatho phseng phseng ha yol tha phiep khok khnie teang nih keu chea phiep pat nei knong sangkom nijay miyang tiet ni kuy chea pochei hai men men chea bandasa te dael luk tuk chet manu o yul pi chivit sasana tang tai mien piep som sorop chumwen nung samaki piep nai prateh chea រដ្ឋសាមានត្រូវតែមានការពិភាក្សារវាងរដ្ឋាភិបាលហើយនិងក្រមសាសនាហើយនៅក្នុងចំណោមក្រមសាសនានានាផងដែរគំនិតខ្លះដើម្បីរក្សាសេរីភាពនិងសាមគ្គីសាសនាគឺទី1អ្នកដឹកនាំសាសនាគួរតែលើកទឹកចិត្តសមាជិករបស់ខ្លួនដើម្បីយល់និងគោរពគ្នានឹងគ្នាទៅវិញទៅមកដោយមិនចាំបាច់លះបង់ចោលនៅជំនឿរបស់ខ្លួនឯង
យ៉ាង kedua bersama-sama
ទី2ធ្វើការជាមួយនឹងគ្នាសហការជាមួយគ្នាដើម្បីព្យាបាលនៅការរបួសនឹងបញ្ហាដែលកើតមកពីបាតុកម្មនឹងការបះបោរកន្លងមកដោយអភ័យទោសគ្នាទៅវិញទៅមកនឹងគ្រប់គ្រងនៅភាពចម្រុងចម្រើននៅក្នុងសហគមន៍សាសនា
Yang ketiga kerukunan yang
ទី3សាមគ្គីភាពដែលត្រូវការកើតមាននោះគឺជាសាមគ្គីភាពដែលមិនបន្ថយឬដាក់កម្រិតទៅលើការអភិវឌ្ឍនៃសេរីភាពសាសនាវាមិនត្រូវធ្វើឡើងដោយការបង្ខិតបង្ខំឬការបញ្ចុះបញ្ចូលណាដែលអាចនាំឲ្យមានចំនួនទាស់តែងរវាងសហគមន៍សាសនាឡើយ
memberdayakan forum-forum dialog
antara umat ទី4កសាងវេទិកាពិភាក្សាគ្នាជាមួយគ្នារវាងសាសនាដើម្បីពិភាក្សាពីបញ្ហាជាតិដែលត្រូវដោះស្រាយជាមួយនឹងគ្នាហើយដូច្នេះហើយច្បាប់ដែលរដ្ឋាភិបាលបានបង្កើតបានឲ្យដល់ប្រជាជនដែលជឿលើចំនួនខ្លួនឯងគឺដើម្បីជួយមនុស្សទាំងអស់នៅក្នុងប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ីទោះបីជាពួកគេជានរណាហើយជឿអ្វីក៏ដោយ
ស្រីងទីតាប់សៀរកាន់ស្ចារ៉ាប្របេដាកណ្ណៃទូអាហិរញាស្រីង
ហើយដូច្នេះហើយមានចំនួនទោះតេងនិងរឿងរ៉ាវមែនប៉ុន្តែយើងដឹងថារដ្ឋាភិបាលមិនដែលរដ្ឋាភិបាលមិនផ្ដល់ឱកាសដើម្បីឲ្យប្រជាជន
karena itu inilah beberapa hal
men sahaka khnie te pantai chuy puok ke dambei sahaka chmuy khnie khnom niem pengembangan kehidupan bersama khnom niem che neak dakan chmneu khluon aing rieng rieng khluon dambei bongka samakee phiep rovieng manuh som okkun che chran
Thank you to all four of you.
សូមអរគុណចំពោះលោកទាំង4នាក់យើងនៅសល់5នាទីដើម្បីឆ្លើយសំណួរខ្លះខ្លះបើសិនជាមានសំណួរសូមក្រោកឈរខ្ញុំសង្ឃឹមថាយើងមានមីក្រូមួយសូមថ្លែងប្រាប់ថាមកពីប្រទេសណាដើម្បីអ្នកបកប្រែអាចដឹងមុនហើយអាចបកប្រែសំណួរហ្នឹងសម្រាប់ភ្ញៀវកិត្តិយសរបស់យើងតើមានសំណួរអ្វីទេ
It's a quiet group and it's been a long day.It appears. Okay, please.
I'm Barbara Colton. ខ្ញុំ
ឈ្មោះ Barbara Colton មកពីប្រទេសសហរដ្ឋ។ហើយខ្ញុំចង់សួរលោកមកពីប្រទេសឥណ្ឌូនេស៊ី។ថាតើរដ្ឋាភិបាលមានច្បាប់ណាដែលអាចប៉ះពាល់ដល់ការអនុវត្តសាសនាដោយក្រុមសហគមន៍សាសនានីមួយនីមួយ។ឧទាហរណ៍សមាជិកម្នាក់អើឧទាហរណ៍ចំនួនប្រពន្ធដែលបរិសុទ្ធម្នាក់អាចមានតាមការដូចខ្ញុំនិយាយមិញមានការដាក់កម្រិតដោយរដ្ឋាភិបាលដែរឬទេ
មកគេទីឧឡងស្តីកមិនយ៉ាងគុត masalah istri bagaimana
Did you get the question?
Yeah.
Okay. And we didn't get your answer translated.
Yang pasti bahwa pemerintah selalu mengeluarkan peraturan-peraturan dalam rangka
Ratapibal taeng tae pdal chbab menyangkut masalah yang mai prajachun tang oh
sipil ini juga
srey MP sat manu memang harus yeung tetul skwal tha mien sat manu bahwa dalam nok knom prateh Indonesia
terutama menyangkut masalah administrasi
ai dalam agama nok knong ka អភិបាលកិច្ចនៅទៅលើជំនឿឬសាសនារបស់ពួកគេដូចជាសាសនាកាតូលិកព្រះពុទ្ធហើយនិងសាសនាហិណ្ឌូ ក៏ប៉ុន្តែសាសនាផ្សេងគេអត់មានទេ
hubungan dengan istri itu apa tadi
ខ្ញុំមិនសូវយល់ច្បាស់អំពីសំណួររបស់អ្នកស្រីអំពីប្រពន្ធឬចំនួនប្រពន្ធសូមអរគុណ
Any other questions
តាមមានសំណួរណាផ្សេងទៀតទេនៅខាងមុខ
Thank you
សូមអរគុណខ្ញុំឈ្មោះ Fatou Kamahab ខ្ញុំមកពីប្រទេស Senegal ហើយសំណួររបស់ខ្ញុំគឺសម្រាប់លោក Singh មកពីប្រទេស Nepal ខ្ញុំគិតថានៅពេលដែលលោកបាននិយាយពីមុនលោកបានប្រាប់ខ្ញុំថាមានមេត្រាមួយសម្រាប់មានចំនួនកំណត់នៅ33នាក់នៅក្នុងរដ្ឋនៅក្នុងសភាសភារដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញហើយខ្ញុំចង់ដឹងថាតើមានចំនួនកំណត់សម្រាប់ក្រុមជំនឿជាតិឬសាសនាផ្សេងផ្សេងដូចជាព្រះពុទ្ធ Hindu Muslim ឡានឹងឡាតៃរីទេ
Thanks for the question
សូមអរគុណសម្រាប់សំណួររបស់អ្នក
In this Constituent Assembly
នៅក្នុងក្រុមប្រឹក្សារដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញនេះមានសមាជិក691នាក់ដូចខ្ញុំធ្លាប់និយាយពីមុនហើយក្នុង601នាក់ក្នុងចំណោម601នាក់ 33% គឺជាស្ត្រី
So in the case of history of Nepal
ចឹងក្នុងប្រវត្តិរបស់ប្រទេស Nepal ការតំណាងមនុស្សស្ត្រីមនុស្សស្រីនៅក្នុងការតាក់តែងបង្កើតរដ្ឋធម្មនុញ្ញរបស់ប្រទេស Nepal គឺនេះជាចំនួនដ៏ច្រើនបំផុតក្នុងប្រវត្តិសាស្ត្រពីព្រោះពីមុននៅពេលយើងមានសភាមានប្រហែលជា3 4 5 6អ្នកដែលជាស្ត្រីប៉ុន្តែលើកនេះតាំងពី
the inclusiveness was one of the major issues of 2006 movement
ដោយសារការបកកម្មក្នុងឆ្នាំ2006គឺរឿងរ៉ាវមួយគឺជាការរួមបញ្ចូលស្ត្រីនៅក្នុងសង្គមដូចនៅតាំងពីនោះមកយើងមានតំណែងភាពជាតំណាងសម្រាប់មនុស្សស្រីហើយក៏មានការតំណាងសម្រាប់ជំនឿជាតិផ្សេងផ្សេងដែលពីមុនមិនដែលមានអ្នកតំណាងឡើយហើយសពថ្ងៃនេះពួកគេមានអ្នកតំណាងនៅក្នុងសភាជាតិប៉ុន្តែតាមសាសនាអត់មានទេអត់មានកំណត់ទេចំពោះជាតិសាសមានយើងមានតំបន់3តំបន់ទំនាបតំបន់ភ្នំទាបនិងតំបន់ភ្នំខ្ពស់from the mountainous region big tick and lying ទំនាបយើងមានចំនួនកំណត់សម្រាប់តំណាក់តំណាងពីភ្នំធំទៀតក៏មានចំនួនកំណត់ហើយតំបន់ភ្នំខ្ពស់ក៏មានកំណត់ផងដែរសូមអរគុណដល់គ្នាដែលបានចូលរួមខ្ញុំសូមទះដៃអបអរសាទរផងទៀត